Happy Boxing Day.
So this case is a hard one, and it's a bit shitty to put it out over Christmas, isn't it? But what else do you do? Like,
yeah, this case was on the cards.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's a big one.
It is a big one. So I guess Christmas is appropriate, as in it's a time to do something bigger than usual.
Yeah. But, out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, and it was very much out of mine.
Especially if other people covered it a lot.
Yeah, and you all guys, you know that I prefer not to touch child cases, and Bryony's better at it than me, so I hope that I've done it justice.
I wouldn't say that. I just think you just don't like doing it.
I don't like doing it. I don't. This one broke me a little bit.
Yeah.
So sorry that you've had to listen to it, but also...
I did say, because obviously I didn't know at first. Like, I don't know this case. Then as soon as we got into it, I was like, oh, this is what I know, this case. And my sister asked me to do this case, and I was like, I'm not doing it.
Had I have known that, I might have thought twice.
Yeah, maybe. Like I said, I was trying to find that video, and I can't find it. No.
There's so much more video. I will, if we do find any more video than we included, because a lot of it's just news interviews, isn't it? But if we find any more, I will post it on the group. But I need to be in the right headspace to go searching for it.
Yeah, for sure. But as it's Christmas, we would really love you to give us a 5-star review, because stop being pricks out there. You better be a prick, don't leave a review. Yeah, give us a 5-star review and join us on Facebook.
Yeah, it really does just help the podcast out. Like I said, we don't earn money from this at all. It's just sort of getting it out there.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Hello, welcome to Trust in Evil.
I'm Sam.
I'm Bryony.
And again, Merry Christmas, as this is a part two, and we are doing it over the Christmas period. So hope whatever you are doing, you're having a nice time.
Yes, I'm really struggling to find this audio. I will find it, even if we don't put it on here. I will put it on our Facebook page when I find it.
Yeah, there is so much more to this case. There really is. The abuse was horrific, but you can't write it all. There are so many good news reports as well. We will obviously play one or two of those as well. So we're going to get a bit more into the abuse now, so be warned. So there are pictures and photos of little Adrian chained up in the back garden, where they would often leave him and without food, and sometimes this meant all night, so he'd sleep out there. Now, I do have a video of this with some audio. It's very, very hard to hear, but I will play it. But the scenario is Heather is filming Adrian in a mound of rubbish in the wet and cold. And it seems to be she's just filming him for the pure enjoyment of it. So, like I said, I'll play it. It's not clear, but I'll give it a go.
Just, why are you doing that? So you eat out of the trash because you keep on getting cold because you're outside?
In this video, you can hear Heather's harsh words towards Adrian and a lack of compassion for a desperate little boy. From a seemingly healthy Adrian to an extremely thin 7-year-old.
So if you couldn't hear that very well, basically she's filming him in this mound of dirt and she's asking him why he's doing that. And he's basically saying he's eating out of the trash and sort of snuggling into it because he's warm. He's trying to get warm. And his voice is literally like this. You can tell that he's so cold. And that's a really shit sort of in imitation. But it's heartbreaking. There's a big part of me that wants to go and watch these videos because they're horrific and they need to be out there. And this should not happen to a child. But the other part of me just wants to say, never watch these videos. They are fucking horrific. And I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, it's really awful, that one, isn't it? It's really, really sad.
Yeah. So there are also pictures of Adrian blindfolded in the grubbiest, dirtiest pool you can imagine. Some things say it's a puddle, some places say it's a pool. I'm not exactly sure, but whatever.
It's really deep, isn't it? Because it's like up to his neck.
Yes.
So I would say it's more a pool.
Yes.
But then it looks like a puddle.
Yeah.
But then it's dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really difficult to tell.
But
that's the one that I put with that video, but so I obviously got it confused, but that
this video is telling you about when he was like really shaky, really cold.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking horrible.
And you can see how malnourished he is. I will put on the Facebook page photos of him before and after. And I'll put a warning on it as well. I won't show too much, but I will show the difference in how he looked. He looked like a completely different child.
Yeah.
Like,
He looked like he'd literally just lost his life, didn't he?
Yeah. He was so malnourished and frail. I mean, just the vibrancy was just sucked out of him. You can see in his eyes, there's nothing there. It's like his soul's left.
Yeah, you really can't you?
Yeah.
Really, really sad.
Now, he also had like a really good amount of swelling around his joints, especially in his ankles. And of course, Heather took pictures of all of this. Now, the torture that Michael and Heather like thrust upon him was just so totally cruel.
You wouldn't, they don't even like, I don't even think this torture, I don't, is this just, how they even thought of all this stuff as well? Like, they must have been like sadistic and dark and
yeah.
horrible to even think about this stuff.
And I know everything mentions Heather, and I think, yes, she was the main abuser, but we can't forget about Michael.
No,
like,
he was
there.
He was participating
yeah.
in this. He said, my dad hits me.
Yeah.
He also deserves that.
Yeah.
So he was definitely abusing him as well.
Yeah.
Because when I first read, like, learned about this case, I was like, oh my God, it's her. They were like, oh, you know, Michael's at work. He didn't know anything about it. And actually, when you research it or when you look at it, and then you've got him saying, my dad hits me. He didn't say she hits me.
No, he's
maybe
the dad.
He's too scared to say she hits me because maybe
she's the main abuser. He's more frightened of her.
But still, he did mention his dad. He didn't mention her.
No. Poor little Adrian. My heart bleeds. It really does. There's also sort of times when he was tied up. Well, I say times, that seemed most of the bloody time that he was tied up, the poor little man. And they would place food just out of reach. So it was there, but they'd make sure that he couldn't grab it.
Yeah. And that's also as well like a testament to the other children. Like, you can't give it to him neither.
No.
So not even, we're not giving it to you and they're not giving it to you. Look,
pure torment.
One out.
Like, he's not just physically abused, he's mentally abused. This woman is just horrific.
What I mean when I said that these are the worst two I think I've ever come across.
Yeah,
like they're like, you know how much I hate Frankie.
Yeah,
and what's her face?
Well, like I said, I really thought we'd put in stuff in this. I'm one of these people like you. You want to add everything. You don't want to sort of sugarcoat it, whatever. But this, there was one. I say one bit. So many bits. I'm sort of tearing up.
Yeah.
Just writing the case, and I'm thinking I don't want to write this.
Yeah. Why do you think I didn't do it?
Yeah. It was just...
My sister was like, oh, I know a really good case you can do. I listened to it. And I was like, which one's that? And then she told me, I was like, absolutely not.
No.
No, I don't want to do it. And it was that video that got me when he shivering just broke my heart. I was like, I can't. It makes me feel so sad.
It's just heartbreaking. Like I said, watch the videos if you're interested and the case needs to be out there. So yeah, do it. But be prepared because it's going to break your heart. So yeah, right. Back to it, I guess. So he was beaten with hands, fists, sticks, other objects, any objects. It was just awful. So now, I believe this was Michael. Now, they would routinely tase Adrian for around 20 seconds at a time. And this was discussed on Messenger with a pair just enjoying the content of everything they were saying.
Yeah.
Like, they found it really, really amusing.
Yeah.
And I mean, for those that are familiar with, like, the Walking Dead series, I'm a fan. I know you're not particularly.
Watched quite a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah, see, that surprised you, didn't it?
It did. So I can't remember what series this is, 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 but it was sort of midway through it, I think. There's a woman called Carol, and she kills this young girl that she was looking after because the girl was, well, she was a psychotic girl, and she killed her sister because she believed that, you know, the zombies come back and da-da-da-da-da. But this young girl was sort of, I don't know, psychopathic, whatever you want to call it.
All that.
Yeah. But basically, she was a risk. She was going to kill people.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. So I guess in the apocalyptic world of The Walking Dead, Carol takes her to the back garden and tells her to bend over and look at the flowers. And then when the girl bends over to look at the flowers, Carol then shoots her in the back of the head. Now, this was done with love, like, because she didn't want to hurt anyone else. So Heather and Michael being fans... fans of the Walking Dead program, Heather told Michael that she would happily kill Adrian. Now, she didn't say this as that. What she said was, I would like to get Adrian to smell the flowers.
Right. Yeah.
And I just think,
she's such a, oh no, she's, I can't even, she's just an awful person.
Yeah, she's
just so awful. I hope she's having the worst time now.
I do.
I really do. I hope every day is hell for her.
I really do.
And I don't say that lightly to many of them.
No, I really, really hope that she's suffering. So, right, now, I don't want to take away from any of the other children, you know, in that horrendous, unspeakable house, like the horrors. Ugh.
Even just the dirt in that house was bad enough, let alone when you add in all of the other stuff
that's going on. Because I really don't think any of them will have to care for, like, in any way, shape or form.
No, they're all going to go on to have issues, aren't they, man?
Oh, for sure. But for whatever reason, Heather just focused in on Adrian. Like, she hated him.
Why?
The only thing that I can think of, and this isn't anything that I've read, I'm just thinking, is it because he wasn't biologically hers?
Maybe.
I really don't know what to say. Like,
maybe
she had this pure evil hatred.
She was white as well, wasn't she?
Yeah.
He was half caste. Yeah. Realistically, wasn't he? So maybe there was like a race thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
But then
her other children would have been, because,
well, they were Michael's, were they?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like you say often, like, I don't think I don't really think there is a reason. I just think she wanted that power. And sometimes I think when they say they're the naughtiest children, because that's why they abuse them, I think a lot of the times they're the most subdued children.
Yeah.
They're the easiest ones to go for. Like, they will run around after you. Like, it'll probably start with, like, get me that, get me this, do this. And they're like, oh, actually, I'll pretty much do what I want. And then it escalates. But for him to allow it and participate in it, there wasn't just a little bit of abuse.
No. This was horrendous torture.
Yeah, like standing for hours and hours with your hands up in the air.
That's not belittling any other child that's abused. It's not at all. But this was particularly harsh. It's like the worst thing you can think of. And then times it by 10. Yeah,
like I said to everyone, like, think of the people you hate the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then times that by 1,000. And then think of these two people.
Yeah.
Like, they are just pure evil.
Pure evil.
They needed to be locked up.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't going to be him, it would be another child.
Yeah.
It
would have happened something.
And if they would have killed him and got away with it, like they did, I guarantee you they went on to the next child and started abusing that one.
Yeah. I don't doubt it, because they were just evil. Mm, yeah. There's no other word.
I hope one day one of those children write a book.
Yeah.
About the horrors in that house.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they would have to even try and, what's it called, like, when you, like, make things out to be more than they are. Do you know what I mean?
Exaggerate.
Yeah. I think if anything, they'd probably have to scale it back. Because a lot of movies in that are done, they're like, it's based on true crime, but they have to scale it back because to us, it's like so unrealistic.
Horrific.
Like, yeah, or unrealistic. Whereas actually, it's like, no.
That happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, right, now I'm going to just sort of focus on Michael kind of for a little bit. So, one of Adrian's sisters, and I believe her name is Kiki, don't hold me to that, but that's what I've read. So she said that Michael was physically and mentally abusive to Heather. And we all know the patterns of abuse and all that. Time and time again, it sort of follows on, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But I think we've said this in previous podcasts as well, to experience that and then go on and do it, and do it to such a degree.
So hold on, who was...
Michael was mentally and physically abusive to Heather.
Right, okay. So then what? So then she then was abusive to the children.
Yeah.
I think they were all just...
abusive to each other. Yeah. I don't doubt Michael was abusive to Heather. Oh, I really don't.
100%. If you can do that to his child, you could do that.
Yeah.
That's what. And even with the last case I did, with that Finley, I think if you were doing that to your child, what were you doing to that dog? Because they had a dog, didn't they?
Mm.
You could do that to your child, what were you doing to the dog? Like, you've seen the pen with the pigs in it, it's so fucking small.
Mm.
Like, it's like they were just all squashed in there.
Mm.
Like, they were just... Yeah.
Well, I haven't mentioned the pigs yet, but we will get there. We will get there. There are pigs involved later. So, yeah, Heather's abused. But then, if she's abused and she's abusing Adrian, so if Michael has full control over Heather... Does that not just prove that he has full control over what she's doing to Adrian?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
I get the circle of abuse. I do. I know it's real. But so Kiki's words to Michael after the trial took place were, "My mother was scared of you. She was depressed and you were abusive. I remember how she would lock herself in the bathroom saying she would kill herself because you destroyed her self-esteem.
Oh, well, boo-hoo you. Fucking hell. Mm-hmm. Poor fucking woman.
See, right now, reading that, there was a pang in me of empathy for Heather. Fuck like, off. Just a pang. It sort of just crossed my mind.
Went away pretty quickly.
It did. I really did wish that sort of she got help or she escaped the relationship or she didn't have so many children or she... Anything. Just anything crying out for help.
I tell you what makes your self-esteem go low is your weight, because I'm just going to... I mean, she wasn't that fat, but she's to me, she is.
Right.
Your ugliness, your fact that you sat at home with all these kids doing nothing with them, you're a shit parent.
She's on drugs.
You're on drugs and you're abusing a child. If you abuse a child, your self-esteem ain't going to be great.
And also there is the fact that the report saying like she was this drug dealer, you didn't mess with her, she was a bit crazy. And then Michael abused her, which I'm not doubting at all. But on one hand, she's this big person you don't fuck with.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, she's this abused person. Are both true?
Yeah, I believe so. I reckon he did abuse her. I reckon.
Oh, I believe he's...
He had the power in that house. Yeah. He was a more authoritative one, but...
I guess what I'm asking is, was it 6 to 1, half a dozen to the other?
Yeah, 100%. I don't doubt it. And I don't doubt she probably locked herself in the bathroom over fear. Probably locked herself in the bathroom to prove a point. Like, fuck you, I'm going to be... Like, yeah. You know,
when you're in a fight, you sort of do whatever. I mean... I don't personally. When I'm in a fight, I just stomp off and sit in my room.
Yeah, same.
And I think my life through and then think, what the fuck did I do wrong there? And then yeah, that's the end of that.
I'm a millionaire. But you're all right. Like, you got this massive house.
Oh, fuck off with your massive house.
You're okay. She's Sam set for life. If she sold this house now, she'd be a millionaire.
No, if I went to live in a hut, I would.
No.
Honestly, she makes this house seem amazing. It's not.
She's better than all of us, right? It's all we need to know. Okay?
I've lost my place now, but we often for this.
Shit. Sorry, I paused it then. Go on.
I said we often get told off for this, but we have to do it because this case is so horrible.
It is awful. This case, I wouldn't do this case. I didn't want to do this case. I don't mind doing it and sitting this side of it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. I really didn't. There's some cases that I really, really can't do. I knew I'd never be able to do this. Yeah. That video, I watched it. I remember I was up really late at night and I was just listening to a podcast and they were like, oh, you can see this video. And I was like, right, I'm going to find this video. And I watched it and I was like, oh.
No. Had I researched this case before I started writing it, I probably wouldn't have done it. But because the poll said this one,
you were like,
I just started writing it.
Yeah.
And to begin with, it was obviously traumatic and tragic and all that. But I was like, okay, you know, this is sort of the stuff that we usually see. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Had I known then what I know now.
Oh, had we have known a lot of things in life.
But I mean, I do thank you, Saf, for saying it, because I do believe this case needs to be out there. It really does.
There's not many people that have done this case, I don't think. I think it is well done, but it's not.
Yeah. Lots of news reports and stuff, but... because I like to listen to podcasts. I mean, I don't listen to podcasts other than when I'm researching cases now. But there wasn't an awful lot that was better than the news reports.
Yeah. There was nothing extra that you think, oh, shit, let me see if I can find that. Because sometimes they say stuff and you're like, oh, let me have a look. And you can't find it in a news report. And then you think, I can't put it in because
I
don't 100% know if it's true. That's, again, my case, where I didn't have a lot on them too. Because there wasn't a lot out there about them previously. It was more about their crime.
Yeah.
And them now.
Yeah. So. There was a part of me when it sort of said she went in the shower and said, oh, she killed herself in that. For a second. And I hate the fact that I did this. I thought, oh, well, I wish she did.
Yeah. I bet she wishes she did now.
I really hate myself for thinking that. But I could know. It's just a thought that came into my head.
Yeah.
I was like, but then I thought.
There wouldn't be justice.
No, it wouldn't be justice. And would his abuse have ended? Probably not.
No, 100% it wouldn't. If anything, it would have got worse, I reckon, because he would have got the blame for it pretty much, because he would have got the blame for everything in that house.
Yeah. It really does seem that Adrian was just what Heather used to sort of have an outlet for all of her hurt and frustration around whatever the hell was going on.
Probably boredom as well, drugs and sitting on the couch all day doing nothing, probably sleeping. Like, I imagine every time she was on a come down, he'd got abused, you know what I mean? And to stand there and video it, see a child in that much distress.
That's it, isn't it?
And just
and just be like,
and take joy out of these videos.
Why are you doing that? Like, why? The video I showed you when he's like looking around, he's got his hands tied behind his back, and then he like picks up something, and then I don't know, it's really hard to see her, understand what she says at first, but she's like mocking him. She's like, oh yeah, he's eating it with dirt on. And there's like a dog bar out there, so I'm assuming that's his whatever. He probably don't even have anything in it, but that's his drink. How the fuck is he going to eat if his hands are tied behind his back? And it doesn't look like he's allowed to get on the floor.
Yeah.
Because if you look, he kneels down at one point and then gets straight back up.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's allowed to sit down. He's just wandering around. Yeah. Like, it's fucking horrible.
And like I said, he was chained a lot of the time. He was strapped to boards and just terrible. Fucking terrible. And also, like, okay, Heather was abused, stuff like that. But Heather was at an age.
Was she abused to this extent, though? Yeah. Let's face it. And she doesn't look it in the pictures.
No, she doesn't. And she was at an age where, again, we state how hard it is to leave an abusive relationship. We've said that a million times. But she was at an age where she knew that was a possibility.
Yeah, yeah, whereas these children have not.
Adrian had no idea. This was
telling people nobody's doing anything about it. Imagine telling somebody that. Imagine having the balls to say that your father's abusing you.
Yeah.
And then nothing being done about it.
Or then social services go around. So Adrian said this.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Yeah, exactly.
Social services fuck off, or they write their notes. Thousands of reports on this.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of notes.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were they?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee the second they left, Adrian got punished.
Yeah, of course he would have done, 100%.
So we go back to it. So at this point of time, Adrian is around 6, maybe 7. So the abuse is, you know, pretty hard to miss at this point. We've said what was going on. How the fuck do you miss that if you see this poor little kiddie? So social services made more visits because more calls were being made. And this is when Adrian had said that Michael was hitting him and bones came out and all that, the one that we played earlier.
Yeah.
So he said that Michael also would make him exercise to the point of exhaustion, press ups, jumping jacks. But, you know, this wasn't done for fitness. No. This was punishment.
Yeah. So as a social worker, you're hearing that, you're going, what the actual, what I would be going, what the actual fuck, personally.
So going by reports were made. I don't know what, but the reports were made, but still nothing was done. But because of all this, they moved again from Kansas to Missouri. And again, the cases were not linked.
Can I say that it said that he was checked? It said that he was, I don't know if it's reported that he was checked over by a doctor or if the social worker checked him. But it said, isn't it, that he was like...
Goes somewhere in a minute.
Oh, see, okay, sorry.
Okay. So, in 2014, Adrian was placed in a treatment centre after it finally being noticed by a caseworker that the home was unsafe for him and that and whilst he was there, he was diagnosed with PTSD.
Oh, I'm fucking not surprised.
Of course he was. Of course he was.
Good diagnosis. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just got to wait for it. Wait. So, under the terms that he would be enrolled in school, proper school, mainstream school, and that he would receive outpatient treatment once a week, Adrian was allowed to return to the family home.
So he was supposed to be enrolled in school. So what? So the school could, I'm assuming, the school would be another set of eyes on him.
Yeah,
so
and just to be learning, on. You know, just for general.
Yeah, then why were the other kids not made to be enrolled in school?
I don't know that they weren't at this point. I'm not sure what was going on with the other kids.
I would say, to me, that's the report saying... Yeah, we've, you know, this doctor, this psychiatric unit saying that there's something going on.
Yeah.
What we're going to do about it is we are going to make sure that they enroll this child in school because then there's, you know, he has to go to school. If he's not going to school, we'll find out sort of thing. So it's like sort of passing it over. Like we've done this.
It's passing
this
the
is
book.
What we've done.
Yeah.
We've done something.
Yeah, we've told him to do this. It needs to be done.
Yeah.
We're just going to trust that they did it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, of course. Was it done?
No.
Was it fuck? Yeah. Jinx.
Oh,
God, I haven't said that for years.
I bet no one knows what that is. We're too old.
Oh my God, we are so old. If you know what we mean, then you know. If you know, you know.
What was private jinx say? What did that mean?
So jinx, private jinx. One of them was you can't talk.
Was it?
Yeah, because you say
that was
jinx.
Lost on me then.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think that was it?
That's how old I am. I can't even remember. I'm 37 on Saturday. Leave me alone.
Oh, you're well old.
Well old.
Look at your house though. Look what you've got.
I'm going to have to take pictures of my house and post them so people know that I'm not in this bloody mansion.
Baby, I'm going to drive up Sam Street, take a picture. Drive up my street, take a picture. And I'm going to put it up and see whose house they think, like whose street they think is whose.
They'll think yours is mine because you've got a massive house. Her house is humongous.
It's not. It's tiny. It's like,
I live in like a shed, like an outhouse on Sam's big mansion.
Yeah, yeah. You're also a fucking liar.
And when I'm here recording, she makes me sit on the floor. That's why I sound so far away.
Yeah, because you're in the corner.
On the floor. Yeah. And the floor is...
with my dog.
Wooden. So really, that's my bum. I'm not even allowed a cushion.
I've just made her Dr. Pepper with ice and a straw. Now, I don't share my Dr. Pepper with anyone.
I just heard it.
That rattle you just heard was her straw in the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, why would you give me a straw if we record it? You're like...
well, because I know you like a straw.
I love a straw. I've got glass straws now. I'm so fucking posh. I tell you. If I don't have glass straws here at Christmas, I'm not coming.
Right, bring your own straw then. It's not bring a bottle, bring a straw.
Yeah, for me it is. I bring my own can of Dr. Pepper and a straw. And then some fucker will drink it. Yeah. Me and Sam were just saying, this is totally off topic, we were just saying how, like, as a parent, you don't really seem to spend much on yourself, really, realistically. Like, you go shopping and everyone gets their own, like, bits.
You get all the food, the meals for the week.
You get the little bits the kids like, get the little bits the husband like, you don't really get much. Well, I was at a shop, and I really like actual proper Coke, but I never buy it, one, it's fattening, and two, I never buy it because it's expensive, and my sister taught me into buying this Coke. Every fucker drunk it in my house, I lost my shit. Honestly, same. It's just like, and my husband, like, I'll buy you some more. I was like, it's not the point.
It's not the Coke. It's just the more. It's the fact that I never do anything for me. The one time I do, you take it away.
Yeah, you take it away. Like, you just take it away without a second thought.
Not a thought. And not even a babe. Can I have a Coke?
Yeah, I know. They didn't even ask me. Fuckers, I'm so angry about it. I feel like you can tell.
Can I come over and steal Tim's energy drinks then?
Yeah, and Annie's beer.
Annie's beer. I'm going to take his beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like beer, but I'll find someone.
No,
to
I'll fucking drink it myself. I don't like it.
Just because.
Yeah, I'm not drinking Christmas.
How does it feel now?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking rude.
But yeah, it is frustrating.
Don't drink other people's drinks. It's rude.
Yeah, like I said, it's not the drinks. It's just the fact
I
that...
I buy my kids fizzy as well. They don't really drink much fizzy, but I do buy them it.
Mine have fizzy at tea time.
Do you know what else they do with cats?
Go on, then.
They drink about 3 sips of it.
And then leave it.
But the amount of, if I buy cans, the amount of cans. But then it's the same with fizzy stuff. They pour a massive glass, put loads of ice in it, and then they don't drink it. And I'm like...
if you guys are mums, I know you're feeling it.
They are. I bet they are. But
when you
like,
buy a little something for yourself and you hide it at the back of the fridge or whatever...
I didn't. We said we don't even put them in the fridge. No. I put mine on top of the fridge out of the way.
I so put no mine under the stairs. Like, and my under the stairs isn't open.
No one
There's
goes
a door.
In there. Yeah.
No one goes in there.
Yeah. But they found it.
They found it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to this horrendous, horrendous, horrendous case. So, the Jones family packed up and swiftly moved back to Kansas. They picked an isolated bit of land and it was quite big. And once again, just things went to shit. And actually, it got so much worse.
What were they doing with you? Can I just ask, in America, I'm a little bit confused, right? Because they move around a lot. So do they rent these properties and then go and rent another one? Or are they buying them?
In general, I don't know. But I do know this one was rented.
Because I just wonder, like, people seem to move a lot in America. Like, moving here is a big deal. It's quite hard.
I think maybe we're just swayed by the cases that we read. I don't think it's normal. Because you got to think, what we read isn't the norm.
True, that's true, but they all seem to move around a lot, and like I say, moving here is quite hard.
Yeah,
like
America's huge as well. Like, if we move, we feel like it's miles away, but in America, you're just literally moving up the road.
Literally, that's true.
Like, I feel like you live in a different like country but you only live 20 minutes down.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, exactly. 20 minutes with no traffic, 5 hours with traffic.
Yeah,
why I moved out of the city because it's traffic.
I just think because of what we read about America and that we've got a skewed opinion.
They always seem to be moving a lot. And like I say here, like you've got to do credit checks and it takes time. It takes a long time.
And also when you're on benefits than that, it's not that easy just to...
transfer it over.
No.
I think it's easier now than it was because a lot of it's online, isn't it? We're quite behind.
Not clear.
We're a country that's very behind. I reckon America thinks we're probably backwards.
We probably are.
I mean, I am. But, I don't know, at least I say it about myself. I'll say it before you lot can. Oh, she's so thick. Fuck off.
We own it.
Yeah, I know it.
So in this, like I said, this was definitely rented. There are a lot of interviews with the person that they rented the property from.
Okay.
There are reasons for that, which I will say later.
They wanted to get their 50 minutes of fame.
No, I do know what she had to do was horrific.
Oh,
so,
okay, fair enough.
Heather turned one of the bathrooms into sort of like a makeshift prison. And this is where she kept Adrian during his final days, and he was there most, if not all the time. So she seemed pretty happy with her handiwork. Like, she really put some effort into it, to be fair. Obviously, she took lots of photos of it.
She's so thick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she was posting them to Michael on Facebook, blah, yeah. blah, blah. She was still posting on the mum groups, like, how terrible Adrian was, couldn't cope with him, da, 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 da.
Do you reckon some of that was to sort of make herself believe as well? Like, I'm doing this because he is really bad.
I think she's very delusional. Like, this woman, she ain't screwed on properly, is she? Let's be fair. Anyone that does this has got mental issues.
Yeah, true.
And that's not me siding with them.
No, no, there must be anyone that abuses children like this, they must have some sort of mental
Something's going on.
I don't know what. I'd have to get Trisha on to discuss that. But yeah, they must have There's something going on
because your instinct as a mother, although my kids drive me crazy sometimes, I would kill if somebody was trying to hurt them.
Yeah, exactly. And Tim can't tell them off. I'm like, what did you say? Don't tell him off. Like, I'm allowed to tell him off, but he's not allowed to. But it's vice versa. If I'm telling him off, he's like, what are you telling him off for?
But
like your natural instinct is to protect them.
Yeah. And usually when you are telling them off, you're doing it for a reason. You're trying to teach them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't but work,
yeah, but, anyone that does this is definitely, definitely, definitely not screwed on properly. So along with the prison and the photos and everything else that she made, of course, she put cameras all throughout the home, and especially cameras in Adrian's little prison. So everything... I was going to say that happened, but didn't happen because he was left.
Yeah.
She could see.
Yeah.
So at this time, for a reason unknown to us, Heather and Michael beat Adrian to the extreme, and so much worse that Adrian, so much worse than Adrian. I can't read this. This is awful. So much worse that Adrian had previously taken any other beating. Like, this was...
I suppose this was all caught on film as well.
Yeah.
So the police had this, yeah?
It was, yeah. It was... I just think the worst, and that's what was going on.
Yeah.
So one of Adrian's siblings said that how they remembered screams and sobs coming through the air vents of the home. He was screeching, "I'm going to die." The only response from this, I can't, this is fucking making me cry. The only response that Heather said to this was, "Suck it up."
Oh my Christ.
I know, I just, sorry, I've watched the videos and stuff and it's awful. So after the beating, Adrian was just left like in a world of pain, scared and not knowing what was coming next. So he frantically tried to escape his prison and clawed at the door with his bare hands and even tried chewing his way out. Heather, being able to see this on the cameras that she'd set up, went in and instead of helping Adrian, thinking that, you know, this is enough, he's this, you know.
Yeah.
She took pictures of her handiwork and the extra injuries Adrian himself had made by trying to escape. So he had bleeding hands, splinters, really big splinters on his hands. He'd lost teeth through trying to chew through the wood.
God.
I don't know, it just breaks my heart. It just shows how much, like, he knew this was a life or death situation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This kid was fighting for his life. So for days, Adrian was left. And I mean, like, he was just completely left.
And let's remember as well, he wasn't fed, like, 9 out of 10, he wasn't fed. He was so skinny. So he was probably also dying from dehydration. I mean, you die of dehydration before you die of lack of food. But, you know, he wasn't getting really much of anything, if not nothing at all.
That's literally what I put next. He wasn't given any food or water, and his prison just became his coffin.
Yeah.
So with what happened there, there was just no way that this was going to end a different way.
No.
Just... what the fuck were they expecting to happen?
I don't think they cared, though, honestly. I think they always knew that if this happened, they were going to go on and carry on the next thing that they did.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for people. I know it sounds awful to spoil it for people, but it's a big thing, so I want them
this
to really understand
coming.
It. And I think they always knew that was the plan. So, like, if he did die, what did it matter? Because in their head, they were going to get away with it.
The thing is, I don't know if it was always the plan, but I think Heather definitely thought of it beforehand.
Yeah.
And although this sounds strange because I haven't said what it is yet, but you'll find out.
Yeah, and I'm not, like I say, I'm not saying it was like a set out plan, but I think they always knew that was an option.
Yeah.
So, like, if he did die, it's like, oh, actually, who cares? And I imagine they probably joked about it before it became a reality.
Mm.
Like, oh, just, you know.
We'll just do this, do that. So, poor little Adrian, obviously now at this point, has died. And the issue that they face now was, what do they do with his body? They can't just leave him there.
No.
So Heather devised this plan, which is what we were just talking about. And she got Michael to go out and buy some pigs, which Michael did. And this is, again, Michael is part of this.
Yeah, 100%.
100% part of this.
Yeah.
There's no way you can say that he was not. Just no way.
Nope.
So this brings us to November 15th, months after Adrian had died. So at this point, obviously, poor little Adrian died. They bought the pigs and they'd fed his body to the pigs. Now, Heather and Michael, at this point, are having a domestic dispute. This got really, really volatile and the police were called. I don't know who called the police, but from what I can gather, it was Heather.
Right, okay.
So whilst the police were taking down statements of what happened, a neighbour, what I read was a nosy neighbour came, but I don't think so.
No, I feel like they need to be more nosy.
Yeah.
Neighbours did phone social services, so we can't be like, they didn't do anything.
No, because I think the neighbour saw the opportunity and fucking took it.
Yeah.
So 100%. Well done, neighbour. Shame it was too late, but well done, neighbour. So this neighbour comes over and tells the police that this just really isn't uncommon for the family. It happens all the time. And they express concerns about one of the boys because they hadn't seen him for a while.
Yeah. And he's normally outside because that's where they fucking keep him.
Yeah. Obviously they explain that they didn't look good.
Yeah.
So the police questioned Michael about this and he came clean. He told the police exactly what happened.
So he must have been feeling some sort of guilt.
I don't think so. I just think he knew the jig was up.
Do you think? Because I have heard this case, but it was a long time ago, if that makes sense. So in my head, I would think that they would say, oh, he's gone to live with his mum. Like, they'd try and get away with it somehow.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be hard to find out that he's not with his mum. I don't know. I really don't know, but for whatever reason... I feel like
they had the perfect opportunity to try and get away with this. Because it's really hard to prosecute a nobody case. Like, it does happen, and they probably could have done in this case, but because they had all this evidence with the phones and stuff. But would they have got all this evidence? Because, I mean, they would have been suspects, but they wouldn't have been arrested. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Their phones, and maybe they'd see the house, but had they got rid of that? Like, had they got rid of all his prison and stuff?
No, I don't think so. From what I can gather, it was all still there.
Right.
Obviously, because of Michael's admissions, the police checked where the pigs were, and there were, obviously, most of Adrian's remains were gone, but there were...
They don't eat it all, do they, pigs?
There were things that indicated that, obviously, he was there.
Yeah.
So that was it. They both got put into prison. So whilst Heather was sat in prison, for whatever reason, knowing that they would no longer be living at the home, and this is where when you said, was it rented? This is where this comes in.
Right, okay.
So knowing that they'd no longer be living at the home, the stuff was all still there. Everything they had was all still there.
Yeah.
So she asked the landlord to go and gather some of the digital documents.
Oh, I bet she fucking did.
Yeah. And she also gave her access to her cloud.
Why?
Right. So what was going to happen was, I don't know what family...
She wanted this to be deleted.
Yeah, so yeah, the family, her family, his family, I don't know, but the family were going to go and clear the house of all the shit.
Okay, right.
So I guess Heather thinking, well, I want them to find that.
Someone else to do it, yeah. And they're not going to look.
Yeah, thinking the landlord would just be like, meh.
I mean, to be fair, we're lucky this landlord did do that. Why did the police not go and get this stuff? Are they fucking stupid? Are they fucking retarded?
I honestly can't answer you. I cannot answer you. Maybe
they've been arrested. Maybe they would have searched the house. They would have searched the house.
Because it was a murder, yeah.
Yeah. So why was none of this taken?
Yeah. Genuinely, if anyone knows, I would love to...
Well, because they didn't do their job properly.
No.
Because basically,
the landlord should never been left to find it.
No. The police should have already had this.
Yeah.
The police should have took everything that they thought would have been relevant. They should have took that whole...
Everything
thing that he was kept in, they should just take that whole thing into
evidence.
Yeah, the whole thing.
And also, like, obviously, Heather gave the landlord access to her cloud. Police have got people that can get access.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. You just need to get a warrant for it. They would have got a warrant for it because they're missing a child.
Yeah. So again, there are interviews of the landlord talking through everything. She looked through the photos.
Fucking good job.
She saw, told the police, and obviously, this massively helped towards the case. So the case went on, everything was told, the pictures were used. I feel so sorry for whatever jury had to endure that.
I bet they don't have to sit jury again.
I hope they don't. Like,
I bet they don't. I imagine the judge would have said.
This is just an awful one. So, what did they get? So, they both got life in prison, but the kicker is that after 25 years, they both could have the possibility of parole.
Why, though?
I don't know. Why? You fucking tell me. Why?
How? This is the worst case we've ever come across.
It's horrendous.
This is the worst. This is why I didn't want to do this case. This is the worst case I've ever, ever, ever known in my life.
Yeah, and I'm quite happy. I thought I was going to cry for a minute, but I didn't.
So. No, you could hear you. Yeah, you could hear it. You were a little bit choked up.
And this is why I say don't watch the videos unless you've got a really strong stomach. Because yeah. It's...
But what I don't understand, this whole situation.
Crazy.
Like, he was failed so many times.
There could be things that I don't know, because there were points where I was just like, I can't
right,
watch
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
So there could be things. There were so many things that made me really fucking upset. And I was like, then I looked for a video.
Did they have a trial or did they take?
Yeah, no, there was a trial. There was a trial. I didn't really look into the trial.
Why would they have
much.
A trial as well?
Well, I didn't, to be fair. I haven't looked into the trial that much. I just looked into the sentences because at this point I was just like...
Done.
I was like, yeah. I can't do this anymore.
I just don't understand how the police just didn't go and get that stuff. I mean, they've got it now.
There's
got
to be a reason. There's got to be a reason.
There's no reason apart from they must have not done
it. Even if the reason is just their shit.
That has got to be the reason. There's no other reason. Because once they're in custody...
Yeah.
You would imagine that phones and stuff would be the first thing they look at.
Yeah, especially if there's cameras everywhere. Like...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'd go in and be like, oh my God, I've got one customer and they've got cameras everywhere. It freaks me
unless it was, because I guess you get a phone call, whatever. Unless it was literally before they had chance to... I don't know. I'm sure there is a reason.
That house should have been a crime scene, so no one should have been allowed in there.
I'm sure there is a reason out there. I just couldn't stomach
looking.
Oh,
well, I'd love to fucking know, because I feel like the
reason
is...
We'll find out, because I would like to know. But yeah, I started this case. It took me literally from the second the poll went up, I started researching it, and I finished it today, and I ignored it for a while. Well, to be fair, my computer was fucked. But there was a space where I just completely ignored it because I couldn't.
That was like me with Baby P. I started writing it, didn't I? And then I stopped. Then I started. Then I stopped. Yeah, some cases are just so fucking hard.
You just can't. And I'm sorry if there's things I've left out that you guys want to know. But tough, because I can't. I have to mentally be stable.
Yeah, literally. We're not allowed to do that. We are emotionless. What are you on about? We're so cold-hearted. We're emotionless. We don't know anything.
End of the day, this poor boy endured... just the worst, and then even in death
the worst again, and their sentences are absolutely atrocious.
They should never have the chance of seeing. They probably won't get out, but they should never even have
that
option.
Well, you never know though, because people claim God, they found God, and it works every time.
I don't even care if they do find God and they turn out to be lovely people. I don't care. Just
that's what happens though. They do, honestly. They find God, or say they found God. It gets them out. I was listening to this one podcast, and he was a bit of a nutter, but he was amazing to listen to, and he'd go around, like, beating people up, beating paedophiles up and stuff like that. And he kept going in front of the parole board, and they kept turning him down. And people kept saying to him, like, basically, say you found God and you'd be let out. And he was like, no. And in the end, I think he did, like, 9 years, and he did more than any paedophiles that he'd beaten up. I don't think he'd ever killed anyone, but he'd beaten up, and his abuser, he did more time than his abuser.
Yeah.
And in the end he did get let out, but he had to serve like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to make a point. Like, he was like, I'm not saying I found God. Like, I'm not saying sorry. I'm not saying I'm sorry. I'm not saying I found God.
Just didn't care.
Yeah, because he was like, I've done the right thing in my head.
He believed in what he did.
Yeah, and I do. I would love people to go around beating up paedophiles. That'd be like the greatest thing ever. Like, don't do it because it's illegal.
Yeah, don't do it because you get in prison.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, actually, yeah, they fucking...
How can you say
it.
It's wrong?
I know. And then how can you keep someone in prison because they won't say sorry?
If somebody done anything to my kids or anyone I know, I can't even be accountable for what I do.
And he was abused. Like, he was abused. So he was mentally, like, messed up anyway.
So he's already empathizing with the, with the victim.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like...
And that's where I get, and it was that the paedophile case, or, you know, the paedophile thing that I did.
Yeah.
It's just in my brain, I'd empathize with the victim, not be the same, but I do have to look into it, kind of understand it, don't agree with it.
No, I know, yeah.
But
yeah.
I can sort of get how you'd get there and...
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I don't want to do a case like this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, really, that we've done the worst case on Christmas, but there you go, there it is. I did want to look into the kids after, if there's anything out there about the other kids, you know.
Maybe we'll have a look at that and put that in next
I might
time.
Do that at a later date, yeah. But for now, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would not have done that case, trust me. I'll tell my sister you did it, but I wouldn't have done it.
Okay, thank you.
But much love, everyone.
All right, thank you very much for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
So our very first sponsor, and it is HelloFresh. And we are so excited, not just to have an ad that we can give to you guys, but an ad that I actually use.
And you have, yeah.
Yeah, so my cooking skills are below average.
yes, something like that.
They're not that great. But using HelloFresh, everything is weighed out for you, measured. You can't go wrong. It's just, it's so easy how to cook.
And dummies, Bryony can do it. Now, I've literally been to Bryony's and I had that. Oh, what was it? You made me the Irish stew. Oh,
lovely.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And like, I can honestly say, I would have thought somebody else cooked it if I didn't watch you do it. Genuinely. And also, I helped you eat the leftovers of that cheeseburger thing.
Yeah, well, I had. I can't remember what it's called. It was cheese. It was like wedges and cheeseburger. It was so delicious.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I say I helped you eat it. Might have been a little bit. Yeah, it was. It was really, really good. So, like, if that's the kind of thing that you're into,
easy. I do it because it's easy. My life is really, really busy at the moment, and they're sort of, you can do the meals in 10, 15 minutes. Prep time, cooking. You know, you've got a meal on the table in half an hour, 45 minutes, and everyone in my family eats it.
Yeah. And there's so much choice.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
So to get this offer, use code HELLO60AFF.
That is HELLO60AFF. For 60% off your first box and then 25% off for the next 2 months.
I mean, that's not bad, is it?
That's a good offer.
It's worth a try, if nothing else.
You need to get that offer.
Honestly, if Bryony can do it, you can do it.
It is for dummies, some of them. And I'll admit, I cannot cook. I don't like cooking, but I do like this. It's simple. Yeah. It's easy. I can't go wrong. Step-by-step instructions, man. It says when to put stuff in the pan. You cannot go wrong. But anyway, yeah. So honestly, use code HELLO60AFF for 60% off your first box and then 25% off for 2 months after that.
Yeah.
Thank you.